It is 8:07 on the morning show. It is time for today's, or this week's, Paws Pet of the Week. Of course, the community conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center with the Paws Pet of the Week, sponsored by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. And with us this morning is JC. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. I've been wondering when this cat would come out of its little hiding spot, and she finally, she finally did, and now she's down into the hiding spot that we're going to have trouble finding her now.
I wasn't sure how she would react. I'm kind of limited on the cats I can bring over.
And even the dogs.
I know, I was going to bring a puppy, but I was running late, and I'm like, I don't have the time or the ambition. Last week, I'm still tired from last week bringing both dogs.
Oh, they were so much fun, though. They were fun.
Next week, I'll bring a puppy.
And you're down to two puppies, I believe?
Technically three. Three. So Julie is fostering one for now. So, so we're down to three puppies. It's kind of crazy.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. So
excellent. So let's go back to this week's Paws Pet of the Week, which she is now hiding somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where she went. She is. No. So this morning I brought Serena with me. She's a calico cat. She's really, really pretty. She came in earlier this year with, we're assuming, her sister that we named Venus. And of the two, I almost brought two this morning, but then I'm like, oh, I'll wait. So she was the more outgoing. The vet thinks that they're about 6 months old, maybe 6.5 months or so. And they definitely are a little more confident together, but wouldn't necessarily need to be adopted together. They're both females, super nice, like super loving cats. It's unfortunate that their owner didn't claim them. They just came in as strays, and we didn't get any calls or anything about them. So just super nice cats. They're both fully vaccinated and spayed and microchip, dewormed, all of that, and looking for their forever home.
That's right. It's sad that the previous owners didn't call in, but it's actually, I think, good news for the animal, because then they can find their actual forever home with people that actually care for them.
And if they were strays, then they're not out, you know, in the community and getting pregnant. So that's good, too. They're just such pretty cats. They're like, they're not true calicos, I would say. The dark part, the black, is more like tabby. So they're really more like orange and brown tabbies with also a lot of white on them. So. Sure. Definitely super cute, very sweet and loving, especially for female calicos can be kind of not as sweet. They're more sassy, but they're both super, super nice cats.
Yeah, this one has lap cat. I think I see this about like every single cat you bring in. But probably. Once she like kind of calms down and, you know, learns where she's at, she's not really that bad of a cat. Yeah. I mean, lap cat all over.
That's one thing. We have a lot of nice cats, even when we take our animals to Ames to the vet school to be spayed and neutered during those programs, they've always told us, like, we just have such really nice cats. So I don't know if it's being at the shelter, if it's necessarily us at the shelter.
Oh, it has to be at the shelter.
Environment or, yeah.
So we'll say the shelter and volunteers.
That's right.
That's why all of our animals are the best. Exactly. That's for sure. So that being said, she is available for adoption. I don't know how she just jumped up there. That's kind of crazy. But talk about adoption hours this weekend.
So it looks like we'll be open this Saturday, 11 to 2, and then Sunday, 1 to 3. Now she's going to climb up the wall or something. So we'll be open this weekend both days. Hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer than it has been the last couple weekends. So definitely stop out. Like I said, we're kind of low on the cat side, which is crazy, but it does not, especially with the warmer weather coming next week. I feel like it's going to be a little bit crazy with animals coming in. Same with the dogs. We're down on dogs right now. Julie and I are reviewing applications for adoptions, and hopefully we'll have a few more adoptions either by the weekend or within the next couple weeks, too.
Excellent. Do you need any donations? When I was there cleaning yesterday, I couldn't find any extra cat litter, so I didn't know if you needed some donations on
that. Yeah, the cat litter bin was pretty empty. I believe we have a few bags kind of in our back room, but Definitely always in need of cat litter, especially with the warmer weather coming up. That's when we tend to get more cats in, and we go through cat litter quite a bit. We do like the clumping cat litter. It just works better for us and our cats, as well as dog treats with the puppies. I think a lot of people like to give them dog treats, so definitely in need of those. The pig ears are always a good treat for the dogs, just kind of gets their minds working rather than get a little bit of a treat. Paper towels, laundry detergent, all those kind of essentials. And usually Tyson's has a pretty good deal, especially on cat litter. You can get 40 pounds for like $7 or $8. So
nice.
Definitely check out Tyson's in Charles City and see what they have.
Excellent. Well, do you need volunteers? Are you low on volunteers at all?
Yeah, we can always use volunteers. Definitely need a variety of volunteers, actually. We had a few spots open up on our board, so if that's something you'd be interested in serving on, definitely get a hold of us. We need people to clean at night, clean the cat side or the dog side or both. And then we have some fundraising stuff coming up, so we also need people to help with fundraisers, public relations events. I just talked to the director at the museum, actually wants to adopt a cat, so I talked to her.
Perfect.
Yeah, I talked to her last night and kind of just spur of the moment said, hey, what if we did an adoption event at the museum, and kind of incorporated both things. So yeah, so we might be doing something like that this summer that we always need help with. We've got the tattoo event coming up. That's a lot of fun. And then the Rotary radio auction coming up too. So it's starting to get pretty busy this time of year. So
that's right. And for all the details, you can check out pawsatcharlescity.com. Along with that, you can learn how to adopt an animal there. You can check out the available animals at Paws as well, and sign up to volunteer. It's all on one website, pawscharlescity.com. And of course, you can also check out the Paws social media pages as well.
Yep, we try to stay pretty active on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
You try, you are. You are very active on all three. So check them out. Social media pages, just go to pawsatcharlescity.com. Have a terrific day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Chris.
We'll talk to you next week. It's 8:15 with Prince.